But when doom and gloom, and what's that song? I'm trying to think of the hee-haw saying, agony on me, doom and gloom. See, you don't want that on you. You want joy and peace and shout of victory. Hallelujah. And your spirit man wants to express himself, but your flesh sometimes, your mind, and you find yourself with circumstance, doom and gloom come crawling in on you. But you begin to lift your voice and sing songs of him because your heart is full of the word of God. Doom and gloom go shoo, and you are shouting the victory. Hallelujah. Why we keep our hearts full of the word? Why should my heart be filled with the word of God? Why? Hebrews 11:6. Turn that with me, please. But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please him. So first of all, you are going to be walking with God. And if you're going to walk with God, you can't please him if you're in unbelief. If you're over in the realm of reasoning and unbelief and doubt, you can't please him. But without faith, it is what? Impossible. What did the word impossible mean? Not possible to please him. For he that what? Cometh to God must believe. Now you have a choice whether or not to come, but once you come on board, you must believe. If you and God are going to communicate and you're going to learn and do what he says and practice the presence of the Lord, you will have to believe what he says and doubt the doubts that's coming to you. Hello. You must believe that he is, and that he is what? A rewarder. In other words, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That he will do exactly what he said, regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the pain, regardless of the pressure, regardless. And sometimes those things try to overwhelm us, but we can hold up our hands. Whoa, that's far as you go now. Let the spirit of boldness rise up in you. Whoa, stop right there. Don't you come no further. You're not going to do that. Now you stop it. You don't have that right. And in Jesus' name, I'm using my rights. Stop it. Now back off. Go another way. Hello, somebody. Are you here? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why. This is where I was driving to all night long. This is the reason. This is why we can call those things which be not as though they were. This is the reason. This is why we can call them. Now watch this. See, I know I'm born again. I know what faith is. I know I've been given a measure of it. I know it's a gift from God to me. God gave it to me. It's mine. I know where it come from. They come from faith-filled words. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know how to get it. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Hello? I know that. I know if I speak the word of God, put it in my heart, if I meditate on the word, feed on it, that word is fed into my spirit. I know that I can't please God unless I have it. If I'm not operating in faith, God and me, we can't communicate. But if I'm full of faith and my heart is filled with faith, I can please God because I believe everything he says. Hallelujah. So he wants us to be able, when things look bleak and situations seem impossible, and all you see is doom and gloom and old agony on me, and I don't know what I'm going to do. That's all you hear and see. You rise up from the inside, look on the inside, and rise up and say, I'm going to call joy to be on me. I'm so weak, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call strength. Strength, come rest and abide here in this house. I'm going to call peace because I'm through with trouble. Peace, come. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So Romans 4, 17. Listen to these words. And now, who is time getting back? Anyway. Say, as it is written. I want y'all to listen. As it is what? Written. I have made thee a father of many nations. The man was old. And his wife was old. And the two of them never in their young days had fathered a child. And here God walk up to him and say, Abraham, I have made you a father of many nations. Don't you know his mind kicked in and said, now, how in the world? How in the world? But he remembered the covenant that God made with him. And the Bible said, Abraham believed God. Didn't believe his dead body. Didn't believe the dead wound that Sarah was carrying all those years she was married to him. He believed God. He believed God. Because God said, Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations. Then the Bible said, before him whom he believed, who? Even God. Didn't believe the mother's thing, but he believed God. He believed God. Hallelujah. 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 Who quicken, who make alive what is dead. And call those things which be not as though they were. You know what the Lord said to me? Because he said, the reason you can, listen, this is what he said to me. I'll probably read it again on down there, but this is what he said to me. He said, the reason you can call, this is why, rather, you can call those things which be not as though they were, because in the realm of the spirit they are. And your faith know how to reach into that realm where it is. That's why I said faith is tangible. It can be worked. See, my hand is tangible. And this thing is tangible. I can catch it. I can touch it.